Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission na mBan with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week we took a trip to St. Louis Community School in Kiltimah to talk to the students about their new school library, where everything from the books to the furniture has been repurposed and reused. One of the students, Isla, begins by telling us about the inspiration behind the library.
Well, our school has a long-standing history with literacy and reading, and we really want to continue this tradition because lots of people are still very passionate about reading today. Our old school library closed a few years ago, so last year when we decided to use what little space we had and set up a library.
Excellent stuff. And you're here with five more of your classmates. You're all in transition here, and Cuiva is here beside you. Just wondering, and I'm curious, how did you fund the project, or was there help from teachers and other members of staff?
We got a grant initially, and then one of the parents in our school who worked in the Claremorris Tesco helped us to start up the Blue Tokens donations, and we got a good sum of money from that.
Excellent. I'll pass on now to Aveen. And why did you decide to make the library a sustainable library? Was that something that you thought could make it a little bit easier?
Well, when we were first setting up the library, we were lucky enough to get some second-hand bookshelves from a local office. And after that, we decided that we should run with the theme of sustainability because it's something that our school is very passionate about.
To yourself here, Charlotte, where did you first go looking for books? Was it something that all the students looked at?
Yes, so we knew the St. Louis Sisters had a library in the past, so we didn't know how many they had. So one day, a few transition years plus Miss Flanagan went up to the loft, and we weren't expecting to find thousands of books up there, so we spent hours every day sifting through them, deciding which ones were suitable and which ones should be preserved, because we actually found ones that were dated back as far as the 1800s. And my friend actually found one that was called The History of St. Louis, which was very interesting. It was back as far as the mid-1800s, and we also found drums, old uniforms, and a box of yearbooks from the 80s. So we found our parents and family members, and that was very interesting.
That's incredible to find stuff so old and stuff you can still use. I'll go back to you again, Aveen. Have you any plans, or what plans did you have for some of them old books?
So like Charlotte said, we found books that were from the 1800s, and some of them had tabs and stamps that showed all the various libraries that we had in the past. And some, we found one name in particular that kept coming up. So I searched him up on the 1911 census, and it turned out it was a clergy from Bohola. So that was very interesting. And what we want to do is have a display with some of the old books so that people can come in and look at them and see how our school has had such a long history of libraries and literature.
That's amazing. And in fairness, I've had a little look around the library itself, and it's not just books, but there's other little bits and pieces. Charlotte, there's lots of different bits of artwork. Is that stuff that's been done by yourselves, the students?
Yes, so last year, the third year art classes had finished their coursework, so we commissioned them to make pieces of art around the library. So we let them off and to use their imagination, and they came back with amazing pieces of art. Some used quotes from their favourite books, and we hung them up in the frames, and as you can see at the back of they're hung at the back of the library, so you can see them as you walk in, and it lifts the room.
No, it certainly does. I said I had a good look at it. To yourself, Alex, when you were looking for some of the more modern books, I know you were saying there's a lot of older ones there, how did you decide what books that you were going to get?
At the start of the library, Aveen sent out a survey to see what genres of books students would like to see in the library, and as well as like what specific ones that they would like to read. Lots of students responded, and we still have requests for books coming in regularly.
And how did you go about getting some books, Aaron?
So I was in third year last year when I first joined the library committee, and we were brainstorming on how we could get books, so we set off on a trip to Galway into a charity shop. We came back with a total of 142 books. We then later on went to other charity shops across Sligo, Claremorris and Westport. We put an appeal on the school app and the school's social media for the books, and we were overwhelmed with the response. Thanks to all the students, staff, parents and members of the wider community, we are very thankful to them for all the wonderful books we received.
Isla, I'm looking here at some of the, we see the bookshelves in front of us here now, and there's lovely signs above letting us know what sections we're in. Where did you get the signs, or were they made in-house?
Myself and a few other members of the committee worked really hard on them. So first we created stencils, and then we got materials such as paint and wood from our woodwork and art departments to fully make them, and then the smaller signs in between the shelves were made by, typed up and made by other members of the committee.
Alex, I'll go back to you. There's furniture in here. I see some nice chairs, but there's, you know, tables and obviously the bookshelves themselves. What about those?
We got the chairs and the table from the staff room. They were going to be thrown out due to a new renovation for the staff room, but they're still in good condition, so we got them for our own use. We got a bookshelf and rotating shipping book stands from a local library. The computer and printers were both being unused in the school, so we decided to move them into the library for our own use. And one of the teachers from our own school donated a computer chair.
Is there any other sustainability initiatives in and around the school? Are you part of green schools or anything like that? I'll ask you, Cuiva.
Green schools are currently working on their sixth green flag. There is a huge amount of work going on around the school in an effort to be more sustainable. For example, several new compost bins and a biodiversity area are in works here.
Have you anything to add on that, Aaron?
Many of our current fifth years took part in Youth Leaders for Sustainability Award over the summer in the University of Galway. They engage with local community such as Tidy Towns and the upcoming local amenity park here in Kilchimaw.
Brilliant. And finally, before we wrap up, are students generally aware of environmental issues around the school?
So the students are definitely very aware of the environmental issues around the school, and I'm on the student council, and when we're asking for applications, we ask for any ideas that students have to improve the school, and a lot of them are related to the environment and how we can improve the school's carbon footprint. And a lot of the students are also involved in different projects like planting trees and wildflowers around the school. Something that the student council are doing at the minute is trying to get rid of the plastic containers in the canteen and change them back to plates to reduce the carbon footprint of the school and improve the local environment.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.